maybe this year and in past years has been that they're too predictable. It's vanilla. It's a base 4-3. You said they don't blitz. Is that easier to prepare for?
It depends on the way you look at it. In a sense that you know the coverages. It is easier, but in the game you have to go out there and execute at such a high level in order to have 85, 90-yard drives to score points. That's what makes it tough.
For you, in a lot of offenses, they want to take those shots. They want to get shots down the field. How difficult is it for you to be patient and just take those 5, 10, 15 yards?
Yeah, if you watch the Northwestern game, Dan Purser did a great job just dinking and dunking, getting all this stuff underneath, because 5-yard passes can turn into 15-yard plays, but you just got to be patient in the pocket and take what's there for you.
So that Norm Parker said you guys kind of remind him of Northwestern on steroids or something. You watch that Northwestern game. Mm-hmm. Are you similar to them offensively?
Oh, they run definitely a similar style of offense, just being in the spread and being in the shotgun a lot, yes.
So how much do you take from what, Purser and those guys were able to do?
Oh, you just look at the concept as a whole. You look at the full game, and they made plays when it counted. Dan Purser made a big touchdown pass at the end of the game to win the football game. But, yeah, they were just patient on offense and really executed when they need to.
You get a sense that this is Big 10 versus Big 12 thing? Is this Iowa, Missouri because of the proximity of the schools?
I don't necessarily think it's any of those. It's going to be a great bowl game. Our two great football teams, they're 17 points away from being undefeated. That's the way we look at it. And it's going to be another great physical battle out there.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Just want to ask you about a few of your teammates here. First, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the leading receiver on your team for tight end. A lot of people will say, well, that's really impressive. What is it about Michael that makes him such a reliable target for you, a guy that you find yourself going to?
Well, you just look at him. He's 6'6", 245 pounds, and he's a freak out there. The physical things that he can do are unbelievable. And the chemistry that we've built throughout spring ball, throughout summer, throughout 2 days, and throughout this entire season, it's hard to beat because I know where he's going to be on most every play, and I know that if I need to get the ball into a tight window, he's going to be there to make the play.
And then in the backfield, you have David Moore, and this is kind of like the year that he had the opportunity and took advantage of it. Just, I guess, explain his role in the backfield and just what he's meant to you guys as an offense, being able to do the things that he's done.
Devin's the old guy back there. We got Kendall, he's a sophomore, and Henry and Marcus are both true freshmen, so he's kind of taken those guys and put them under his wings and kind of led them, but he's our road grader. Whenever we need tough yards, we're going to give him the football.
Just, what's that like, knowing that you have that and you also have your ability to run with the ball as well, and know that either which way you can pound them?
Oh, it just makes our offense more balanced. Whenever we can pick up yards on the ground and in the air, we're going to execute at a high level.
You also have a teammate up front, Dan, from Iowa. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Dan and Maddie are from Iowa.
Yeah, just what have they say anything to you about this game and what this means to them, or is that something that you've kind of picked up on?
Oh, of course. Playing their hometown team, home state team, it means a lot to them. But in the end, we're not going to worry about that. We're just worried about doing our job and winning the football game.
How would you say that you got better this season as opposed to a year ago?
Oh, I was 10 for 12 in the season. So anytime we win a game, I got my job done. So we ended up going 10-2, but we'd like to have those other two games back. But that's in the past, and you really can't worry about it. We're just focused on Iowa right now.
What would a win against the Hawkeyes mean for you guys as a program, especially when, you look at the team and a lot of you are going to be coming back this year?
Oh, anytime we can get 11 wins, I think that's like the top three in wins in Mizzou history. So that's the biggest thing, getting 11 wins after this football game.